And got to say, again, another poor start. Not on the red line for four quarters. Again, they wrestled back the lead late, only to hand it back. And another frustrating loss at home. To explain it all, one of the Crows' absolute best. Absolutely. He is a fierce competitor. We speak of Daniel Talia. Daniel, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You know what, another disappointing loss, and you drew the short straw and you got to chat to us, Daniel, and explain it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly right. It seems always
that way. Okay. I think you just give such a balanced, measured, honest account, and I think the fans like that, Daniel. So let's get started. It has been a roller coaster season, an inconsistent season, patchy form. It's frustrating Sando. He said it's doing his head in. What's it doing to the playing group?
Yeah, look, it is. We're exactly the same as Sando. We're really frustrated, and it's disappointing that we're probably losing games that we're expected to win. We seem to be winning the ones where no one gives us a shot, and then lose the games that we're expected to win. So that's the frustrating point from a player point of view, and the consistency week to week. I still think a lot of our playing group's searching for that, and that's something the good sides have, and we just haven't been able to produce it for long enough this year.
Is there a simple answer? Is it one thing, or you got a feeling like, I think, Bone and I, that it's a collective of things?
Oh, I think it is a collective of things. I think it changes week to week. When some weeks we're really good in areas, and then the next week we let ourselves down in those same areas. So it's a number of things. It's not just one thing like tackling or something like that. It's always publicised. It's a number of areas that we need to work on, yeah.
I guess what's frustrating, I'm sure the playing group, Daniel, the supporter base as well, is that so good last week. You know, for me, the best performance of the year. Some didn't rate it that, but, you know, it was a really good performance. And then to bring your worst 6 days later, I'm assuming it's inexplicable. I mean, could you come with any reasons?
Yeah, it is inexplicable. And I suppose the disappointing thing with our start, you got the first three goals in the first 3 minutes. It just puts you on the back foot, and in such a big game, I thought that just put us on the back foot from the start, and from there we felt like we were under a bit more pressure than we probably were. And you can see, I think in the first, our ball use in the first quarter was terrible, and that led to Richmond kicking some pretty easy goals early on. So it is started that way, and it's happened a number of times, and we probably that we're really badly, so that's an issue that we probably haven't been able to get on top of it this year.
Daniel, it was a challenging week after the Brisbane win, which was good. There were some injuries there, but, you know, a lot of talk about the heat, your 6 day break and whatnot. Did you get distracted, overwhelmed, absorbed by that discussion and not focus enough on this game?
No, look, I don't think that was even the players' minds. When Sando said it, I think he was just trying to make a point that we'd played up there a lot of times in probably the last 5 years or so. So I think he was just more trying to get the AFL to take notice, and the boys didn't really listen to him at all. We knew he was ranting and raving about something that probably wasn't the issue for us. It was more about, I suppose, our intensity and the way we turned up in those first few minutes. That was more the reason for losing the game rather than the heat or the 6 day break. I don't think we can use that as an excuse at all.
Are you mentally fragile? We're all sort of looking at potentials and possibilities. Are you a strong enough mental group? I know you're relatively young in terms of age and experience. We know what's not there, but are you convinced that you're tough enough for this, you know, to potentially make finals? You need to be mentally tough.
Yeah, look, I think we are mentally tough enough. I don't think it's mental. I think it's more our composure and our ball use. Like, in the first quarter, I think we were kicking at 26% or something. Yeah. So that's one in every four kicks are hitting the target. And if you kick like that or use a ball like that, it's going to result in goals on the turnover. So Richmond definitely adjusted better to the conditions at the start of the game. And we went through a couple of clips today in our review where we just turned the ball over and easy spots for them to come back, and they were a lot cleaner than us and kick goals on the back of it. So I'm not sure it's mental. Some people might have that view, but as a playing group, it's more our ball use and our decision making, and I suppose our intent for that first 5 minutes. That's what showed up. Yeah,
the team's inconsistent, but you know what, Daniel, you're not. You're the perfect bloke to speak to about this. You're a consistent performer, probably the club's most consistent performer. What gets your consistency in your game, and I reckon I know what it would be, and a lot of it would do with preparation, professionalism and how you train and focus. So how can they learn from you? Get up in front of the group and talk to them, Daniel.
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. I suppose for me, I'll just talk personally about what I do. As you said, I've got a really set routine in what I do, and I do a lot of recovery early on in the week, get my body as fresh as I can to have a really good main session. When I try and train at max intensity and do specific drills that I'm probably going to cop on the weekend. So if I want to play like Petrie this weekend, I'll do a lot of contested marking, a lot of stuff. A training with a player that, like Podzi Adley, who's kind of similar to him. So, but my consistency, I suppose, where that comes from is I don't like to get beat, and I really pride myself on not getting beat week to week. And I feel like my bad games have got to be at least probably a 6 or 7 out of 10 rather than a 2 or 3 out of 10. And if your bad games can be at that 6 or 7 and your good games can be at that 8 or 9, you sit in that bracket. You do find a bit more consistency. And I think a few too many of our players are just having too many bad games, too often.
Yeah, well, you're a good role model for that, Daniel. I want to just quickly touch back on the mental state, and Sando's mentioned this a couple of times, and it's been a worry for me all year in our calls, and I do mention it. When the Crows are behind, I'm confident they're going to hit the front, but then when they hit the front, they play a different brand. When this team's behind your team and the game looks lost, you start playing attacking footy, you take the game on, you're brave with your mindset, you roll on, you play through the corridor, you stuff it in your forward line deep, and you actually really click that scoreboard over. Then you hit the front, you play different again. That's mindset. That's mental state, Daniel.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. In that situation, it probably is a bit mental. It is a mindset. When we did hit the front, I thought we hit the front with, 10 minutes to go, and then we started playing really safe footy, almost dumb footy. We started kicking it down the line, back to their numbers. We tried to save the game instead of taking on like we did to get back in the game. So we went through that today in the review, and yeah, it was a mindset. And as a playing group, we've got to be better at being able to read those situations and tell each other that we are probably kicking it down the line too much, or we're being a bit too defensive, and we've got to identify that out on the field rather than going back into our shells and, playing safe footy. And that's been a theme in a couple of our losses as well. So we did talk about that today as well.
Yeah, well, who got clipped for not saying it? Now, I don't want to harp on people, but Saucy Jacobs bailed out twice when he didn't. That's a leading player. I can name a couple of others that made dumb decisions under pressure. The structure was wrong. JJ wasn't there for the bailout kick. Who on the field's telling them all of that, Daniel? Or are you all church mice when the heat of the battle's on?
I think it starts with the leaders. They're probably the guys that really can or have the most experience to be able to pick that situation up. And there were a few guys that were probably a bit out of structure. You said a couple of clips in the meeting today. Our forwards were a bit out of structure, and our mids weren't getting in the right spot for the front and centre, and then our backs were too far off. So it was a bit of everyone, but it's probably to identify in those tight situations, the leaders have got to be the one to do that, because they've got the most experience and they're able to tell others, those inexperienced guys, what should be done in that situation. And it is the coaching message that comes out as well. So, probably a bit of all that to answer your question.
Find the conditions tough? What was the deck like in the wet?
Yeah, look, it was really slippery. The oval was still pretty, it's obviously great ground, but it was pretty hard underneath, and the grass held a lot of water, so it just made it really slippery. And we probably, a couple of our guys probably went to ground a bit too easily, and we definitely weren't as clean as Richmond. We fumbled all night and probably overhandballed early in the conditions, and they were a lot cleaner with their ball use and ball take, and that was probably the difference in the end.
Had you done much preparation for the game? I mean, I think you probably would have known it was going to be wet. Had you prepared for those sort of conditions and knew how to play in them?
Oh, look, I think every footballer's trained in the wet before, so we can't use the conditions as an excuse.
It did look like it, Daniel. I mean, without challenging you too much, you did not play like you knew how to play wet weather footy.
Yeah, you're right. We probably didn't adjust to the conditions as well as Richmond did, and it's been a theme all year that we've fumbled as well. So that's that's another thing that we've got to improve on. We've got to do a lot more at kicking and our touch, and our just clean take has probably hurt us all year. And on the back of that, opposition's able to score. So that's probably an area that we've known all year that we've got to keep working on. And guys are doing a lot of touch and touch and kicking and stuff behind the scenes, but whether they're doing it at probably match intensity, trying to replicate that throughout the week is hard because it takes you a couple of days to get back up to that speed. So guys have probably got to get better at doing a bit more specific stuff in terms of the touch and all that later in the week when we do get to our main session.
What was the discussion after the game? Be interested to know what the mood was like in the rooms after the game, because it was a significant moment in the season.
Yeah, as you said, we discussed how poor our start was and how much that's hurting us, because then we're using so much energy to try and get back into the game. And then once we do hit the front, then to have the, I suppose, the poise and the calmness and being able to read the situation and stay in front, we're not good at that yet. There's a couple of times this year where we've hit the front and then just rolled over, I suppose, because we've gone safe and kicked down the line and haven't continued to take the game on. So we talked about those couple of things, and we want to reiterate the message that the season's we're still in the eight. So as disappointing as the loss was, we've got to get over it pretty quickly and look forward to taking on North Melbourne, because they're another good side, and we showed that we can bounce back from bad losses, and we've done it all year. So it's been a weakness, but it's also been one of our strengths. So we're trying to look to bounce back again and try and get the win this week, because if we can win this week, we're certainly a shot at making the eight, which is our goal at the moment.
Without putting under too much pressure, it sounds like, from what you say, that there's still a lot of development needed and a lot of growth left in this playing group, that they're not, you know, they're not where they should be if they're a serious finals contenders, that there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you're right. There's a massive amount of learning and growth and experiences the group needs to gain playing together. And as you can see, we haven't done it consistently enough. Good sides do it week in, week out. The Sydneys, the Hawthorns, Geelongs, they just win the tight ones. And under the pump, they execute better than the rest of the teams. And at the moment, we haven't been able to do that consistently. And that's why we are been up and down all season. It's pretty as simple as that, yeah.
Daniel, Bone and I had an argument about this at the start of the show. He wants to see more aggression with Sando in the presser. He wants to see him absolutely have a crack, not individualised, but then I said to Bone, they do that behind closed doors. You know, there would be anger in their review behind closed doors. They put the screen up, they have the review, and players are absolutely eyeballed and said that's not good enough. Now, Sando immediately after the game said, we've got to move on. We've got two games to go. You've just said we need to move on quickly. How about hurting a bit longer and just tell us, for those that don't know about the reviews, how brutal it does get in there and how angry Sando does get in those reviews?
Yeah, look, it's not like we just move on straight away. Obviously, we've got to review the game, so we do that today on a Monday, and we don't just gloss over a loss, so blokes are a bit...
Oh, Daniel, your phone just cut out. You there?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's better. Yep, got you now. Sorry.
Sorry, I was just saying that we do the review on the Monday, and we don't just get over the loss straight away. Obviously, we've got to review it before we can get over it. So the reviews are pretty brutal. Sando does, as Bone would like, individualise and show blokes doing the wrong thing and really makes the point of blokes that do it repeatedly. I think that's the issue. When guys do it week in, week out, do the wrong thing, well, then it's an issue and everyone's got to know about it. So Sando doesn't shy away from that. And I suppose he doesn't say it publicly in the presser, because then I suppose the media's after the same blokes, and it's not fair on guys to, you know, make them scapegoats. So we definitely... guys know where they're at behind closed doors, and Sando doesn't just gloss over it straight away. He and the playing group hurt for a couple of days. So when I say we're going to move forward, we do hurt from the loss for a couple of days. But these days, as you know, after 2 days, you can't afford to worry about it for the whole week. Otherwise, you're just not going to front up in the frame of mind you should for the next week. So, yeah. That's as best as I can explain.
You explained it well. And for the old schoolers, that's what I think they want to hear. It is brutal, Bone, behind closed doors. Daniel, well said. Now, we need to know how DMACC is.
Yeah, D-Max, I think he's going to be a test this week for a concussion from what I know. Copped a nasty one on the cheekbone and just got concussed. So, yeah, he'll be a test this week, and I think we're pretty hopeful that he'll come up, this week. So, yeah, it'll be a test later on the week. He's got to pass the concussion stuff like I did the other week, and if he gets up from that, we're pretty hopeful that he'll play.
And Scotty Thompson a chance. He's training the house down, but he's just got to get that power back in his movement, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly right. He's done a fair few Ks over the last few weeks and was pretty stiff to miss last week. So I'm later in the week he'll do the main session. He's the same. He'll be a test depending on how it feels later in the week. I'm pretty sure it's something to do with his hammy. I don't even know specifically what it's injured, but yeah, he'll be a test later on in the week as well. So if he can get through the main session, we're hopeful he'll play because we probably need him back as well. He's important player for us.
Well, as a player and as a club, all you want to know is that it's all in your hands, and it still is, Daniel. Two games to go, North Melbourne and Tassie Saturday. They're going to probably have two of their stars out. An exciting challenge for the playing group. And just for those that are still a bit frustrated, give them confidence that you're up for the fight, and, you know, North Melbourne, you're going to be bringing your best toward them.
Oh, yeah, look, it'd be silly to say we're not up for the fight. Look, we're really looking forward to bouncing back from a loss. We've done it all year, and we expect it again this week. Yeah. We've got to win to make finals. It's as simple as that. So we're going to put everything into winning this week, and are really looking forward to playing well and getting up there in Tassie and having a really good game. They're the side you're going to, if you make finals, you've got to beat. And this week's just a good opportunity to. Yeah, do that. So we can't wait to play this week, and we're going to get the win, and we're going to play finals. So yeah, don't be all doom and gloom, everyone out there. We're still up for the fight.
Good Daniel, morning. You represented your club and yourself brilliantly then, mate. Well done. I'm sorry again you got the short straw open. That wasn't too bad.
But,
mate, well done.
Now.
Oh, mate, well done. Honestly, it's disappointing for clubs, for coaches, for supporters, for everybody when you have a loss like that when you're expected to win. But you did represent the club really well there. And all the rest for the best of the year, Daniel. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Well done, young man.
Balanced, measured, honest, accountable, consistent. That's how he plays.
On and off the field.
That is just dead set how this lad plays.
Love him. Daniel Talley, our guest.